At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Got a lot to do this hour. I got a lot of Big 12 sound for Joe as we get started with a summer tradition unlike any other here on Carver and Lisi. July is talking month in college football. And this is the first week of it. Of course, Big 12, Mountain West, and the Pac-2, I guess. Right? Aren't they having Joe here on Wednesday night? After hours with the Beavs and Cougs?
Yes. Is it now? So, or can we watch it now?
I got to tell you, it's not even on. It hasn't even started yet. It might have actually just started. What did I say? It was like 6 o'clock or something like that, Vegas time? So, yeah, it's probably just getting going. So you have that. You can't watch it, Joe. You needed to be there. But we'll get some clips for it tomorrow on the show. But I'll give you some Big 12 stuff today. We have all the baseball to get to. I do want to give you, Joe, the golf. Because we have the Scottish Open, which is teeing off on Thursday. And next week, Joe, maybe my favorite major, the Open Championship.
Can't wait.
I love the. I hate that they don't call it the British Open anymore, but the Open Championship is what they now call it, and that will be at Royal Troon, which is going to be outstanding. So we have the golf to get to as well, and we have the hoops. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is it, baby. We got everything in front of us. Media days, baseball, golf on the horizon, Olympic basketball that's tickled your fancy, G League and some Bronny. What else? What better than this? Jim Tan and gambling. Forget the laundry.
Forget the laundry. Jim Tan and forget the laundry. I just sent you, Joe, a picture of the Cougar, the Washington State Cougars, wearing like a.
I've seen this. I like
look at this.
Yeah.
Look at these guys. I like this. Late night with the Beavs and Cougs, man. That is smart marketing by the Pac-2.
Oh, but that's not the Houston Cougars. That's the Washington State.
State Cougars.
Yeah, Cougars, I automatically thought. I like the way the beaver looks. He's flapping around in the water there, all black.
Oh, the ducks and the beavers splashing around in Corvallis.
Okay. You know, yeah, look at this. Look at this guy's wearing the pants, too, Carver. He's wearing the pant. Black pant.
The black pant.
He's
gotta have the black
Ocho
pant.
He's wearing the Ocho Cinco pant.
After hours with the Beavs and Cougs. There's a lot of people going. I'm looking at all my college football, writers and whatnot on Twitter, and a lot of them are taking pictures of it.
Well, wait a second, Carver. It don't take much to get the journalists in a room.
Especially when they're basically offering them drinks to show up there. You know, it's just.
Yeah. Hey, we're offering a free cup of coffee. Okay, that was made at 18 hours prior in a free Danish. I gotta get there. It's the journalists are the worst. They all got alligator arms. no matter how much money they have.
Oh, boy.
I have a funny story, too, about a friend of ours, somebody that's close to us.
Is this something that you're going to tell on air or no?
Yeah, I'll leave. Yeah, I could say. All right. So, you know, when we were out in Vegas, when you and I, actually, you were there. It was the Vegas that you and I were out there 2 years ago.
So, NFL draft, a couple of years when the draft was in Vegas.
Okay, NFL draft 2 years ago.
Sure.
And we were all sitting down, and the bill comes, and somebody was breaking down the schematics of what they got. So,
I know what you're talking about now.
Breaking down the schematic. I didn't have a drink. I didn't have anything.
That's what. That's when Joe. You know what you should be doing. And I know how many people were at that table. I actually wasn't really part of that.
Right.
I kind of showed up late because me and you were going to somewhere else.
Right.
And when you get in a spot like that, if it's not the New York split. You know, that's, it's like they say, Joe, you know, you go to a nice place for dinner, you got a lot, you got a big crew, you got something like that, it's the New York split. Whether you're eating filet mignon or you're having a cheeseburger, you're paying the same amount. You're drinking wine or you're drinking water, everyone's paying the same. The New York split.
So you better indulge. You better
get it in you. So we used this happened a lot at the you know, we go up to the Cape for the Cape Cod Irish Open and the golf weekend.
Does?
In October. It's known that it's the New York split when we go out.
Oh, okay.
So you got guys that come out to dinner.
Right.
I mean, they don't drink a glass of wine the other, you know, 360 days of the year, and then they're over there, I'm paying for it, I'm drinking it.
Right. Yeah, but they And not to name names, this person was not a New Yorker, so, you know, or even close to the claim.
New York split, baby.
New York split.
Better order, because whether you're getting filet mignon or cheeseburgers, you're paying the same thing.
Right.
That's that.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
That's how we do it, Joe.
I love
it. That's how
we do it. What are we doing? What are we going to bet this week with the golf?
Now I'm almost out of time. So when we come back from the break, I'll give you the full card. I don't have enough time.
No, but we're putting the golf with, like, college football futures.
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. You want to...
Not too many, but maybe we'll do a house pick, or we'll try to get something... A house play for the golf.
Okay. That's fine. We can make that
now,
work, Joe.
Now, they haven't put out what you said, the 6 wins, the 9 wins. I wonder if they're going to do that this year with the...
Oh, the 6-plus, the 9-plus, or was it 6-plus and 10-plus, Joe, wasn't it?
I think it was 6-plus and 10-plus last year.
Yeah. Now, when they get closer to the season, they'll release those.
Those are fun because you.
Those were fun. We made a lot of parlays with those. None of them hit, but we made a lot of parlays with.
But we were close on one. I think one that we had was Memphis getting to 10 wins. They got to 9 because they won the bowl game. That doesn't count. I think Memphis was the one that held us back last year, and I think the game they lost. If I got to look back, they were in it until they lost like a late season game. I think we put in the Air Force in there, too. They started 8-0 and fell off a cliff. Can't do that. How do you do that?
Can't have it.
Gutless.
What are you going to do?
Trucker Larry loves Boise State.
He loves Boise State. He loves them. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Yeah, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, Scottish Open. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here's what I got for you. We're with the outrights, and we've been hot. Outright winner, pre-tournament, 3 of the last 4 weeks. Back-to-back weeks after Davis Thompson here. We had Cam Davis the week before that. We had Bryson at the U.S. Open. So we've been running real hot, which is also, Joe, where like I kind of wanted to maybe take a half step back this week just because I feel like it's going to, you just feel like it's going to come crashing down at some point when you've been going this well with the golf. But we're going to still go out there and make it happen. Morikawa at 16-1.
Okay.
He's going to win one of these weeks. He's played so well this year. He's going to get himself a win. Tommy Fleetwood at 22-1. Now, Tommy's never won a tournament on the PGA Tour. He's won on the DP World Tour. He's played well. I think top five each of the last 2 years here, Joe.
He's my guy, too. So
you like Tommy.
I do like Tommy.
Could be a good pick for us if you wanted to take the 22-1 and put it with a college football bet.
Let me ask you this. You're only going to take him, like, for no shot of first-round leader?
I might add him at first-round leader. I don't have him on my initial first-round leader list, no.
All right, go ahead. So you got Fleetwood?
Yeah. I got Tom Kim at 28-1.
Okay.
He's been knocking on the door. He's
right.
Ready to go.
Yeah, I see him.
I got Bobby Mack at 55-1. He's actually down to 50 now.
Yeah, yeah. You see Seppi?
I don't.
65.
I'm not going to play Seppi this week.
All right, go ahead.
And then my big bomb for the week is Matthew Pavon at 100-1.
All right. All right, so the one name that just out of the, and I think I could get you in because you always bet this guy, but I'm just shocked at his number for basically a jabroni. Zalatoris at 110-1.
Yeah, Willie Z's been falling down the line.
All right.
I like Willie Z. I like playing him. What do you want to do with him? You want to play him straight or you want to put it with the college football?
Well, 110-1, I mean,
you want to do Willie Z with, hold on here. I'm only going to put it with one thing, Joe. How about, I keep going back to that Clemson to win the ACC.
4-1.
Yeah. What do you want? Because hitting a guy at 110-1, it's like I say to you all the time. It's good. You win that, you want to be able to get something out of it.
All right, so let's do to make the playoff. Let's have a broader base. Forget the conference. Let's do, how about Florida State to make the playoff?
Florida State to make the playoff.
Or Clemson to make the playoff.
Which, who do you like better, Florida State or Clemson?
I like Florida State. I think they're a little, I just think Norvell has better recruits. And, you know, even though Clemson, you know, if I had a bet, you give me a grand, I would put it on Florida State before Clemson.
Well, a $20 bill for this would win you $5,700.
Okay.
Willie Z in Florida State.
I mean, is that so bad?
No, it's not that bad.
I mean, you want to get crazy? You want to take Michigan?
You can't cash out.
No, you want to take Michigan?
If Willie Z wins, you can't cash out.
Okay, you want to take Michigan?
No, Michigan's not making the playoff this year.
If they beat Texas, they will.
They're not beating Texas.
Oh, really? You want to bet right now? You want to bet right now? I don't like how quick you said that.
Yeah, very quick. I've made my decision. They're losing to Texas.
Okay. Well, then we might be on opposite sides. I'm just telling you that
right now. We might be. I mean, that's okay. I mean, we might be on opposite sides.
Well, they call it rubbing is racing.
Let me give you the other guys I like here. Minwoo Lee, top 10, plus 270. Bezuidenhout, top 10, plus 500. Ooh. Aaron Rye, top 20, plus 160. Ryan Crazy Like a Fox, top 20, plus 280. Matthew Wallace, top 20 at plus 360. Here's my first round leaders, Joe. Aaron Rye, 55-1. Thomas Dietrich, 55-1. Nikolai Højgaard, 70-1. Kurt Kitayama, 80-1. Victor Perez 80-1. Vern Weisberger at 110-1. And Matthew Southgate at 120-1.
Okay.
And I'm playing skins at the Jabroni tournament.
All right.
Skins.
Okay.
65-1 for skins.
All right. Good job. Okay.
There's so many of your guys here.
The Cardinals, you see the Rockies.
Oh, Salvi Perez hit a homer.
Look at this, and now these Orioles started up with the rain. They're going to cost me. I need the over in the Rangers and over in the Braves. I need the over in the Brewers. I need over across the board. Let's just smash it.
All these runs, there hasn't been any homers either.
Does this basketball game start? 10:30?
10:30 East.
Oh, God.
I know. It's like, dude, come on.
You always got me in on these games.
Hey, it's like the late night. Remember how many late night games? Denver, Phoenix, or Lakers, Golden State. You're up late, Wad. Now you get one of these. And this game's faster. These Olympic games are like 2 hours flat. Can be done. In and out, Joe.
Okay. All right.
No big deal.
I guess that's where we're at, Carver. This is it. You know, this is it, baby.
This is it. This is it. This is what it's all about, Joe.
That's my.
All right. When we come back, I'm playing. I'm gonna start the Big 12 stuff for you. I got your mark. I got the jaw. I got a few guys for you. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. I want to play you a couple things from the Big 12 with the media days going on out in Vegas. It's only about $125 out there this week. Still nice to be in Vegas, though, right, Joe? It's still nice to be in Vegas. Either way,
$125.
It's nice to be. $125, $120, $125, wow. Somewhere around there.
Okay.
Let's start, and I'm sure, I think Matias is ready with this. I'm pretty sure that he is. I gave him some warning. That we were going to go to it.
That's good. That's a good job by you.
I did. I think Matias is ready. I think he would flag me down right now on the side of the road. He says we good. We good, he says. Let's start with this one, Joe. And this is, of course, Commissioner Brett Yormark, who I will tell you, Joe, I think has done a really good job.
Very good. Excellent.
Because when Texas and Oklahoma said they were bolting, the conference was on life support, right, Joe? I mean, life support. And Brett Yormark has made some very aggressive moves to make this conference, as he's about to tell you, one of the best in the country. Here's Brett Yormark, Commissioner.
We're one of the three best conferences in America, and we're getting better. Think about where we were just 24 months ago, and think about where we are today. So I will not stop until we're the number one conference in America. That's my ambition. I shouldn't have anything but that. And that's what that's the ambition of our conference. It's the ambition of our presidents and ADs. Why would we be doing what we're doing if we don't aspire to be number one? But we continue to get better, and I like where we're going.
He's right about that, Joe.
Love this guy. Love this guy. And you think I'm on the payroll, Carver, but I love this guy.
You kind of are, but I can understand loving the guy because I think he's done a really nice job.
Very good job, and I'll just reiterate, I know you're impressed as well. They're potentially, I would say, stronger with the law. Now that Texas and Oklahoma left, there's more parity. They have a legitimate conference. I keep going back to the quarterback play, the teams, and look at the odds. He's got a big view type of picture. He was proactive as opposed to being reactive like Klivikov. Klivikov was a fish out of water, okay? Once the writing was on a wall, he made no moves to solidify those teams, and he let those two teams, Washington State and Oregon State, hung out to dry. And you know what? They should go after him. because that's his responsibility. A commissioner is supposed to care about every team and member of that conference, and he failed. In this respect, Yermark, he made moves that solidified the conference, made the product much better, potentially, and the games, right? I mean, the game, Deion going back against the teams in the Big 12. I mean, that's great. Colorado, that's what you want to see. I mean, it's fantastic. I have no problem with the Carver. No problem with it. And the additions of the West Coast teams, Arizona, Utah, Arizona State, I mean, that's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
You love the guy, Joe. Listen to you.
He knew the writing was on the wall that Texas and Oklahoma stabbed the Big 12 in the back. They went for the bigger and better deal. And you know what he said? He gave them the middle finger and said, screw you. We're still good. We're not dying. We're going to make moves. We're going to show you that you made the mistake. And maybe they will. Maybe they will. Mm. His job is to protect the members of those teams. Iowa State, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech. He did a great job in protecting the teams and solidifying the conference. And he's right, third best conference. This is the most electrifying conference in college football this year, in my opinion, hands down. Right there with the SEC.
You're getting real gassed up now.
You know what,
hands
SEC
down.
Guy. Here's my
hands here, down the most down. Electric here's, conference.
Here's the Lisi FPI. SEC, Big 12, Big 10, ACC. How about that?
Wow. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So things haven't gotten much better for you. The Cubs and the Orioles came out of that rain delay.
Yeah, not good.
Cubs got, I guess, one, right? Because it was 3-0 at the rain delay, or was it 4-0 at the rain delay?
3-0 at the rain delay. Yes, 3-0.
So now it's 4-0, top of the ninth. And so you need the Orioles to have a big rally in the bottom half in order
Correct.
To get some things done there. 4-3 Phillies, Dodgers. Mets are about to finish off the Nats 6-2, so that stays dead under. No Alonso homer. Very unfortunate. A's and Red Sox are dead under tonight also. 4-2, but the A's do have a bunch of guys on in the top of the eighth. 6-3 Rockies, Reds, but the Reds have two on and nobody out in the bottom of the ninth, Joe.
Okay.
As they're trying to tie the game up against Jalen, don't call me Clarence Beeks. The crop report. Top seven, Royals lead the Cardinals 6-4. So that's over the regular number. Well, you need a little bit more than that.
Yes. I need
5-0 Brewers. 6-1 Astros, Marlins. Top
6-1 five. 6-1 Astros, Marlins. That doesn't help anybody.
Well, you don't have that? You don't have any action with that one?
No. 4-0 Cubs. I need 9 more runs. Can I get them?
4-0 Cubs.
Can I get 4 runs in the bottom 9 to top?
Probably not.
Probably not. 5-0 Brew Crew.
Yeah, they've added on a little bit here.
I need 4 more runs there. Come on.
Right.
So what are you thinking? Your mark is too much?
No, I like him. I think he's you're too much. I think he's done a great job. You're too much.
Why? I excited. Second best conference in college football, in my opinion.
Yeah,
screw the Big Ten. Screw the Big Ten. I said it.
I think you're going a little too nuts.
Here we go. It's always Lisi's fault, right? It's always my fault.
So, it's always you, Joe. It's always you.
Always me. Give me more sound bites. I thought you had many.
All right, here. You want to hear Gundy?
You're tickling me.
You want to hear Gundy next?
Sure.
Let's hear Gundy. So this, of course, Joe, Gundy would eventually upset some people. And you got to remember another thing that goes on here. They do one-on-ones. They do podium. They do.
I mean, how much?
It's so weird, Joe. Like they go to, they put these guys at a table in front of the whole room, and they talk for 20 or 30 minutes, and then they put them at another table with media, and then like a breakout scrum. Like what?
I mean,
maybe it's different types of media. Maybe they let local get their at one. Who knows? But. Gundy was all over the place on Tuesday. Here's the one that kind of got the day started. This was the one-on-one he did with ESPN where basically he said he's not suspending Ollie Gordon. In fact, he's going to give him the rock as much as possible. Here's Gundy on ESPN.
We're in a time where you guys are essentially employees. You guys make lots of money to play this game. It's different than it was 5 years ago. And your punishment's going to be facing the facts. That's why we brought him here today. I said, you're not going into hiding. You're going to face the music. You're going to have to stand up and talk to people and answer questions. And hopefully, more than football, you can learn from the situation you've been in. Because if not, then we have a real issue. He's going to play. And I'm going to do what we think is best for Oklahoma State football. And I think it's best for Ollie to play. If there's any punishment, it's make him carry the ball 50 times in the first game.
There you go.
You like that, Joe? Give him the rock. Now, of course, he would later on ESPN do the whole, you know, I've had this many drinks and this many and driven around. That upset a lot of people. So, look, it's he's right about some things, Joe. It's like a professional job now.
Well, that's the thing, Carver. And now it's a professional job. Like I said, NIL, everybody's getting theirs, and everybody's tail is on the line where he's got to win. That's it. Win at all costs now. You know, it used to be under the table, and it used to be, oh, they're student athletes, we care. But you said it just as well as anybody. Yeah, the NCAA cares about the students. Right, yeah, they care about the Big Ten students having to travel from Washington and Oregon to Michigan and Ohio State. You know, the softball team, the water polo team, all that great stuff, right? Yeah. I mean, come on. Come on. It's not That's about true. The kids. It's about the dollar. So why hide it anymore? I actually respect Gundy for at least let's call it what it is. Right? It's we're big man football now. Right? This is it.
Yeah. That's true.
You know?
And you got and he did the right, you know, he made the kid go there. He talked to the media all day on Tuesday. And that's, you know, like you said, he's not. What's he gonna do, Joe? Sit him for a half? Remember when they did all that? Sit for a half? Like that's gonna do anything? Sit the kid for
a half?
Well,
I mean, you could have did that. I mean, I don't think anybody would have a problem with sitting.
Yeah, but what is that? What does that accomplish?
Well, sitting kid for a half. Make better. Yeah. You know, well, how about a game? I mean, first game.
A game, sure. Fine. Who are they playing the first game?
Probably Patsy. No, I don't know.
I guess you could have sat him against the tomato can, is what you're saying.
Right, against the FCS opponent. Let's see. First game on the docket, Carver, is South Dakota State. It's in Stillwater. Sit him for that.
Sit him for that. Sit him down.
Or you want to sit him for the Arkansas game? Man, that's a great game. Arkansas, Oak State. Wow. Hey, and can I just say this now? I love Trucker Larry, right?
Right.
Right. And everybody loves to gloat on Carver and Lisi, right? I said it. This said it, right? And they love to rip, you know, me when I'm wrong, right? Hey, Trucker, remember, your pick last year was Wisconsin to turn around the Big Ten by storm. Luke Fickell, taking the Big Ten by storm. Remember?
Oh,
college
remember.
Football playoff sleeper.
And you talk about a team that has just got no significance anymore, Joe.
Who, Wisconsin?
Yeah. Like, they don't matter at all. To be fair, Joe, they don't matter. They used to matter. They don't matter
Taylor
anymore.
Van Dyke. as Tyler Van Dyke as their quarterback. He couldn't cut it in Miami in the warm weather. He's going to go to Madison, Wisconsin, with sub-freezing temperatures in late October, early November, and he's going to what? He's going to put up 4,600 yards.
They are the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They're the eighth choice on the board to win the conference. Like I said, they're middle of the road. They don't matter anymore.
Okay.
Okay. You disagree?
No. I mean, it started last year. I mean, here's the problem. They built everything around the ground and pound. And I told everybody the offensive line is not built to do what Luke Fickell wants to do from an offensive perspective. Right? Especially with Phil Longo as the offensive coordinator. It takes a while. We saw the same transition with Arkansas when Chad Morris took over from Brett Bielema. Offensive line was 6'7", averaging 340, 350. That's great when you want to run block straight ahead. But when you want to run at 10-second pace between plays, they get worn down.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. Let me give you a next, Joe. And by the way, the late night games have started. Braves, Diamondbacks, Rangers, Angels. They're all underway. You want to hear from the jaw, Joe?
So yes, jaw. Give me the jaw.
So this is, of course, Coach Whittingham from the Utah Utes, who are the preseason favorites, both on the media voting and on the odds board, as they are in the Big 12 now. Now, they've moved around, of course, in the past, Joe, as Coach is going to reference here, as they went from the Mountain West to the Pac-12, so now they're switching from the Pac-12 to the Big 12. Here's the jaw about the challenge of moving into the Big 12 this year.
Yeah, it's a transition we have made before, although when we went to the Big 12 or the Pac-12, we were a G5 school trying to come up a level, which there was a little bit of a curve there that we had to endure. This is actually the fourth conference I've been in since I've been at Utah. We were in the WAC, then the Mountain West, and the Pac-12, now the Big 12. So nothing new for me personally as far as changing leagues, but we feel like we've got a roster that's equipped to compete right away. Obviously, I guess the media feels the same way, being picked as the favorite, and I think that's a show of respect to our players and coaches that have done a great job competing through the years that the media has selected as number one. But in the final analysis, that doesn't mean anything. Obviously, you got to play the games, and our players are fully aware of that. But again, it's a nice show of respect for our program from the media.
Okay, we'll stay. A couple things there, Joe. First of all, number one, yeah. Now I know why they named the defensive coordinator the coach in waiting. When you've been there through four different conferences, you've been there a long time. So now I can see that, and you know why they did that. And number two, I hope you're going to compete. Your quarterback is basically could be some of these kids' fathers that are on the other teams. He's been in college football so long. So yeah, I hope that Joe they're able to do that. Here's the thing, though, too.
Like he is very. I don't know. Doesn't he seem not? I don't want to say checked out. But I don't know. Like, he just doesn't seem like some of these other coaches. Dion came in all pumped up. Gus Malzahn came in all pumped up. And I understand Whittingham is just that, you know, steady.
He's 64 years old.
Yeah, but he's a young 64. I mean, come on, guy's hitting the gym. You know, I mean, come on. Don't use his age as that. I'm just saying, he just seems different. He just seems like he's got one foot out the door, which is never a good sign. It just reminds me of Chris Peterson when he stepped down in terms of Washington. Again, when Peterson stepped down that year, they didn't live up to expectations, and they sort of like just went through the motions, if I felt like.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm fading them, Joe, just so you know.
I'm going after them. Let's go. All right.
That's what I want to do. I want to go after them. I'm not a believer.
Okay.
All right. Is that good enough? Get him out. I'm going to give you one more for tonight, and then I'll give you the rest tomorrow, because I got some more I'm going to add, too. Let's see if you can figure out what the hell Ken Dillingham's talking about here. Of course, Arizona State head coach. He's given some praise for UCF head coach Gus Malzahn, and he really pulls this one out of left field, Joe. Let's hear from Dillingham.
No?
Might have caught Matias off guard on that one. I had him ready for Dillingham.
You know, he wasn't ready for Dillingham.
Don't ram a square peg into a round hole, but he's going to turn the round hole into a square hole because he's going to be
convicted
over philosophy, and he's going to keep banging it until it goes through. What he believes in.
Wow.
Well, Joe, some people say don't ram a square peg into a round hole, but he's going to turn the round hole into a square hole. What is he saying there, Joe? Translate that one for me in college football talk. Go ahead.
It's like solving the Rubik's Cube. It's like solving the Rubik's Cube. What is he talking about, Dillingham? Wake up, man. Come on. Wake up. What are you doing? You're 36 years old. How old is Dillingham? He just doesn't know. You know, he's just too young. He's just too young. That's what it is. He just, you know, he says stuff impulsively. He's like me, only I'm in my 50s. This guy's in his 30s. He's a young Joe Lisi.
You know what else, Joe, that I felt like all the players got asked about a lot? At least at the Big 12, and I'm sure it's going to be the same thing with all these other ones. I know they're all excited that this video game is back, right? This college football video game that's coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, do we have to ask every player about their rating and have them all upset about their ratings already for the college football games video game?
Yes.
Oh, this is a big deal. So going up to all these guys.
Say that again. Wait.
Every player at that thing today, all they kept asking, you're a 92 in the EA Sports College Football. You're an 85 and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, okay.
Who cares?
Well, it's the same reason why Tyreek Hill cares about, you know, his juke moves on Madden. Hey, Tyreek, we're paying you $100 million to catch the ball and win a Super Bowl. Can you throw the Xbox out the window for a second? And I need you to concentrate. You know, it's the same thing. You're going to laugh at me, okay?
Yeah.
But I watch these Instagram reels, and you know I get crazy with them, right?
Right.
But there's like an Instagram reel back in the day where the kid plays Xbox and his father wants him to get a job. So the kid comes home and the father's got all the Xbox in the middle of the lawn, and he's on his lawnmower, and he's like, you need to get a job and concentrate, and the kid's screaming, and the father goes right over and breaks up everything. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to take a baseball bat to Tyreek Hill's Xbox when he starts talking about his speed. Like, come on, man. You're a professional athlete. I could see if he won multiple championships with the Dolphins. You won championships with the Chiefs, not our team.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. Okay, Joe, before we get out of here, lots of baseball on Thursday. Mets Nats in the afternoon. Goran Pederson, that's a flat 9. Rockies Reds. And they played some overs. Gomber and Green, that's a flat 9. Guardians Tigers. Howard and Flaherty, they've found some overs the last few nights. Flat 8. Skeens on the mound for the Pirates on Thursday afternoon against the Brewers, who have Savale, who's a gas can. 7.5. Like the over, Joe. I think the Pirates can get most of that themselves.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
Savali stinks.
Does he?
Yeah.
I feel like some of these gas cans have been pitching a little bit better than usual.
That's just on Wednesday night.
What?
Say it feels again? Like that's just on Wednesday night that's happened.
I
just
know.
Tonight.
I know. Don't get me started. But the one total I do like for Thursday.
Tell me, Joe, which one?
I think I like the Blue Jay total. I mean, come on.
You're going after that again.
Yeah, but it's an afternoon game. 3:46.
That means 12:46 in San Francisco.
That's better. I like that. And listen, nasty Nestor Cortez, he sucks.
So I know, I agree. So does Boz. I feel like that's an over.
7.5?
Yeah, and Cortez isn't as good on the road. He's good at Yankee Stadium. He stinks on the road.
So can we get 9.5 there? Can we get
you know, once again, you know, greed will get the best of you, Joe. Greed is good or greed will get the best of you, however you want to look at it. I think we'll get a bounce back from the Yays and the Red Sox.
Think so? They almost got through that total the other night. Came on in the end, and we were right about that, just not for the pre-tip. Pre-tip was 10.5, wasn't it?
Pre-tip. Something like that. It's tens and tens and a half hanging around. But they're giving you on
with this USA team. You got me thinking basketball now all of a sudden.
Get ready. It's a big basketball number.
And I got runners on. First and third in Toronto. First and third. Runner on first, top of the second for the Braves. And the
Douglas
Rangers and Angels now. Canning and Lorenzen is up. This Canning. I thought this guy Griffin Canning is a gas can.
He's supposed to be.
Light him up?
He's supposed to be.
All of a sudden, he's pitching like, I don't know, Nolan Ryan.
It's the second inning, so we'll...
Yeah, three up, three down is never good. Never good. Nah, I got no shot. I got up, up, up and away city here.
Chapman up with runners on the corners for the Giants. Dodgers will have Knack going against Nola. Another 9.5 between those two. You got Mariners Angels start a 4-game series in Anaheim. And the Braves and the Diamondbacks play one more time Thursday night. Max Fried will go for the Braves. Tell you, Marlins and Astros, Joe, that could be a good over, too. Mm. Munoz stinks.
Does he? Guess can't
yeah,
see.
I think we could get some runs in that one. Maybe. I hope so, Joe.
Yeah, Carver, we need to get it into gear. We need dingers all over the place. I need to see base runners. Here we go. Angels
would be nice.
Giving up. Come on, Canning. Second and third in the Diamondback game. Come on, Braves.
Bust it open.
Bust it open. Crack them in the mouth.
Let's go here. Anything can happen.
Anything could happen. First and third in Milwaukee. Pittsburgh threatening.
Joe, good luck with USA. The 12.5.
I'm pot committed, Carver. It's your bet. You got me in.
I got you in, baby. Let's see if they can do it. Great job by Matthias Berbel. Great job by you, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.